W4DJW Mobile.
Morning, Dave. KB2HXS.
Looks like it's going to be a warm one. I see lots of sprinklers going off this morning.
Yeah. Well, what I have to do is minor today. I'm kind of preparing myself for that heat dome that's coming this weekend. I got to do a little bit of work in the basement, which is pretty cool. Not cool, but temperature-wise, I'm not going to be in the heat indices. But then I don't have too much going on this afternoon, which will give me a little bit of a break, because I know what's coming.
Wave coming.
As far as I understand, yeah, there's supposed to be a heat dome coming our way, I think, this weekend into Monday, Tuesday, I think.
Fine to go out flying every day. Hitting different times of the day, early morning, midday, late, adjusting it by where the wind is, where the humidity is, where the UV index is, and where they found the sweet spot yet.
Wait another month or so for the weather to cool off.
I'm flying in. There is a shelter out there, too. I back my truck up to the shelter and get airplanes out of the back of the truck and flying. That's where I'm not, the only time I'm standing out in the heat is when I'm flying. And that's only about 10 minutes, you know, about 7 10-minute flights.
Gotcha. But anyway, so how's everything with you? Are you good these days, or you got things under control?
Find out in a month from now whether everything's under control. It'll be the end of the quarter. And they do an exploratory at the end of the quarter. So I'm hoping that I can extend my maintenance period from one quarter to two quarters. It'll be the first time if I can.
Oh, I'll be pulling for you.
I appreciate it. I'm calling Amy this morning. I'm tired of this. It's been going on for almost 2 years now. This fall it'll be 2 years.
Oh, I know. I got a buddy of mine up in New York. He's in a hospital now. He's got some COPD issues, and he was camping in Pennsylvania the week prior. So I don't know if with the hot weather up there or pollen or something got into his lungs. He had a hard time breathing, so he's doing some breathing treatments in the hospital. He's got all kinds of good medical coverage from his retirement and all that, so he's good. He's safe.
To live up in Washington, right off the Beltway, Cherry Tree Lane, and she had asthma really bad. We'd go up there, my sister would go up there for 2 weeks, and she'd come home, and then I'd go up there for 2 weeks and come home. And every now and then, my grandmother, her asthma was so bad, she had to go out to Arizona and spend about 3 months in Arizona, and they were going to get completely cured up because there's no humidity out there. And then come back here, and a year later, she'd have to do the same thing all over again.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, fortunately, up here, you know, coming up from Florida, you got pollen all year long. Because it's, you know, between the warm weather and the wet and all that stuff, you have all the palm dander and everything down there. And you come up here and your head clears up because it's not quite as much.
My wife and I used to go down there at least once or twice a year to get Fort Myers. And since my father-in-law passed away, we're not doing that near as much. She's going down there. She's just taking a flight down there and staying with her mom for a few days and then coming back. And I just take care of the dogs here instead of us having to take the dogs and take care of them. But the thing I remember the most is when you'd run into the love bugs. Man, that would make a mess out of your car.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a trick I know that some people would spray, like a silicone spray on the front of the vehicles, or PAM or something with a little bit of an oil base to get them off the car easy when you stop. Because I tell you what, with a white vehicle, we used to go up to Orlando from time to time, and you cut across those main highways like 528, or you go up the turnpike, and man, by the time you get to Orlando, the front of your car was like not white anymore.
You gotta wash them off soon because you don't want them to harden on there. Because then it really does get hard to get off.
Oh, that's true. And depending on what kind of paint is on your vehicle, it'll eat up the paint. You know, I think they're very acidic. But we were pretty good. We would pull into a gas station and gas up, and you take the little squeegee thing and get them off the car.
So you went from Long Island to South Florida to South Carolina. Have you found a sweet spot?
Oh, yeah, no, we love it in Gurr. It really wasn't South Florida. It was more mid-Florida. I was north of West Palm and everything, so about almost 2 hours. So we were kind of in between, pretty much in the middle of the state, you know. I wouldn't consider it South Florida. But, yeah, no, we're pretty happy in Gurr, you know. This is our retirement here. We're not going anywhere. You're stuck with me.
That's a good thing. So where you were, was that south or even west or north of Tampa?
Oh, right across. You take Highway 60 right into Vero Beach, and it goes right across to Tampa.
Okay. When I had my job at BFJ, it was on the west coast. I had a remote 100% of the time, work from Tampa. And every now and then he would have to. Sometime we got worried about my mother-in-law and father-in-law. He'd leave Tampa and head this way.
Now, we were in Vero Beach, which is, if you take Orlando and you come down on an angle a little bit, where if you go straight out, you're out in the Melbourne area oh my gosh, I can't think of the name of the area, but if you come south a little bit, about 20 minutes south of Melbourne, that's about where we were.
Were you in South Carolina before Chris moved to K4FLL, before Chris moved to the Keys?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't think I recognize the calls.
Dad still lives here, but he moved down to the Keys. He comes back every now and then. You hear him on the radio for a week or two, and then he heads back down to the Keys. He loves it down there. I rode my motorcycle across a 7-mile bridge down there one time, and that was before I was married. And the girl that was on the back of it, she fell asleep. She started to fall off the motorcycle. I had to jab her and wake her up going across a 7-mile bridge. That's kind of an eerie feeling when you're that far out in the middle of the Gulf and there's nothing around but water. If you go off the edge, it's kind of, if you let yourself start thinking about it, it's kind of scary.
Oh, yeah. No. And we've been across that bridge a few times. But anyway, Dave, let me get out of here. I'm pulling into Lowe's. I got to run in here and got to get a couple things before I head to my first customer.
Hey, stay cool down in the basement, and maybe I'll catch you on my return trip. KP2HXSW4DJW.
Very good, Dave. Good to talk with you this morning. Yeah, I'll be in touch a little bit later. A few things to discuss with you, and we'll take it from there. Anyway, have a good afternoon. KP2HXSW will be off for about 15 minutes.